Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And Barbecue Bob, we're stretching February as deep as we can. We're talking the 29th. Only happens once every 4 years, and we're celebrating it today, baby.
Hey, good morning. Welcome. Thanks, Jop. And I'm looking at a Jop with a soul patch. What do you think of that, Brian?
Well, you know, it's a style statement that I've not made before in my life, but
it looks good, especially with those new sexy glasses. Yeah, that's a good look.
You get a new girl, and she, inspires you to do different things, right?
Oh, boy.
So we'll leave it at that.
In studio with us also, just to beautify the surroundings, is Shasta from Old World Olive Company.
God, ain't that right, man?
Yeah, I know.
Our stinky studio is all different when she's here, man.
Yeah, I even put my good cologne on. Very sexy.
Yeah, yeah. Or your only bottle. I'm with you.
No, I still have high karate.
Yeah.
Well, Jop, we're gonna go into some territory that I hope Shasta's really good at, because I can't say that I'm the best. I've done a little bit of fish toppers. And the other word on there is craziness, because I know how this show goes, and it's just going to be craziness like last week. I mean, I listened online. You can go to thegrillingguys.com, and you can pick up any show. Like Shasta after she gets home this morning, our online man will load it to our website, and you can pull down MP3 files of every segment of the show, I think, for the 10 years we've been on. But so I did an air check Saturday night, and I listened to the show, and I called you, and I said, that was just a fun show. We had a lot of fun. I'm laughing, and you go, you're laughing at yourself? I said, yeah. I'm laughing at myself. But that's what we do. Yep. So you can also sign up for our podcast, which is huge. Literally thousands and thousands of impressions out there, and it's so hard for us to impress anybody. But if you look at the top right side of the website, you'll see a headset, earphones, and you click on that, and it'll send you to a link that'll hook your smartphone or whatever right up to it, and we'll send this to your pocket. How's that make you feel?
Oh, boy.
So if your pocket's...
Bob in your pocket? Yeah, I'm thinking that's not necessarily where I want to be.
That sounds like a good deal for anybody.
Right.
I went to the Verizon store. I got so tired of AT&T because they kind of buffaloed me. And I got mad at Verizon a couple of years ago because of a dispute we had over one of my kids' phones, and they would not let up. So I said, okay, forget it. I'm walking away forever. Well, after a couple of years of not the greatest coverage map for my territory, which is Michigan.
Well, you live up in the woods, and I get it.
Yeah. I said, I got to go back to Verizon. So I did, and I got this new 11, and it's very cool.
Are you taking triple pictures and the whole deal now?
You know, I haven't really explored it a whole lot. I just got it yesterday, but...
spent the long dollar, too, man.
Yes. Kudos to the...
That's a four-figure phone.
Kudos to the folks at the Verizon store in Lowell, Michigan.
So, Bob, this week I rehashed a cook, and it turned out great. So I just want to share it with you.
You made hash?
No.
I'm really hungry.
You and I, about a month ago, cooked about 400 pounds of beef for the guys at church. And
you
I came away. We served all those ribs, and they didn't get eaten, right? And so I came away with four racks of those beef ribs that we had already smoked, went home, put them in the vac sealer, froze them, right? Well, I got a couple of them out for dinner, and I was looking at them, and I'm like, how can I heat these back up without drying them out? Mm-hmm. So I went with my sous vide. Little device that I got you one of those, and I know you don't use it a lot, but these were shrink wrapped, airtight ribs, all cooked on our smoker, and they were a month old in the freezer. I took them out and put them in the fridge in the morning when I left for work. Got home at night, they were thawed, you know, they weren't warm, but drop them right in the package inside there, set that sous-vide for 160 degrees. And it took about an hour. And what this thing is, it's a little wand you put in a pot, and it circulates warm water.
Yeah, it looks like a curling iron.
Yeah, right, kind of. But it's got a little digital readout, and you can set the temperature on anything you want. But it brings the water to a consistent temperature, and it circulates it around the food that's inside the VacSeal package. And it was quite a big pot because I had two big chunks of ribs that were cold. So it took it a while to get up to temperature. So I'm saying maybe it was at 160 for maybe a half hour. But it just warmed them up. I wasn't looking to cook them. All I was looking to do is heat them through and get the chill out of that big reef rib bone. And, man, were those things fantastic when I took them out of there. They steamed a little bit.
They weren't too spiced?
No.
I felt like I put a little too much rub on those ribs.
Well, you know what? Some of it sticks to the VacSeal pack, honestly. When you take
comforting.
It out of there. Right.
That's why I throw them in the oven.
Right. But
it's a nice glaze from that plastic. Yeah.
But anyway, it was just fantastic, and it's the first time I'd really taken frozen meat out, left it vac sealed, and then
threw it in a sous-vide.
Yeah.
Is it the same bag, do you suppose, a sous-vide uses?
Yes. I mean, because you're not drinking the water. Yeah, sous-vide, yep. You're not doing anything with the water but throwing it out. It's just the medium that's providing the heat.
Sous-vide.
Yeah, if I can vac seal anything and it doesn't change the flavor, it didn't on those either. There's no plastic taste whatsoever.
Okay.
Didn't get it high enough to decompose any plastic. So,
nice. How about that?
But kind of a cool, different thing. I'd never done it before, and it turned out. So
I spent quite a bit of time watching the Chef show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched it?
Oh, yeah.
The CHEF?
Yes.
The Chef.
Because there's so many other shows on Netflix.
Yeah, the Chef show. It has a guy named Jon Favreau who was like produced the new Star Wars and whatever, Hollywood guy. So he has a bunch of Hollywood people come in while he's cooking, and they try and impress everybody that I can make a PB&J too. But the cool thing is the chef he travels with is this I believe he's Japanese or and he's Korean. He's from New Mexico or Las Vegas, and he's a Korean kid that cooks like I do. He's like, I don't care. Everything he asks him, he goes, I don't know, depends on what hits me. And I'm like, I like this guy.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't need a menu. Doesn't need a recipe.
Right.
It's called The Chef Show. It's on Netflix. I would encourage all of you to check it out if you have Netflix.
Right.
It's very addicting if you like to cook. And if you don't like to cook, I don't know why you're listening, because we're not that funny.
Because that's kind of what we're all about, right? So, Bob, you're going to be doing a little cooking here for the next few days. Your bride's going to go under the knife.
She already did.
Oh, she did. That's right. That's right. You've been cooking.
Wednesday. It's been 3 days of living with a pterodactyl. She's got her arms all up like this. The cool thing is my daughter Emily came
home. No, that's not cool. That's way planned. You are begging off on the cook. You brought in the A-team.
Oh, yeah.
And you're sitting back and eating the food that Emily's cooking.
Emily
now.
came in because I had some meetings and stuff in Detroit.
No.
So she got to have the twins. And, of course, Maggie's just up the road. And the boys all came home. And it's just like a mini Christmas.
Right.
And Maureen doesn't have to cook because she can't.
Right.
She's got oven mitts on her hands.
Right.
And she has a little carpal tunnel issue. She's a court reporter, and she's like this all the time, which is sort of a pterodactyl.
If you got a visual, that was Bob playing the piano or typing on the keyboard or something, whatever that was.
Yeah. So it's really hard on the hands, and she's a hard worker. And
And she's been doing it a couple days, too.
Oh, man. Yeah, 30 years at least.
Yeah.
So, she's got a four-week recovery. And I pretty much wait on her hand and foot anyway. I cook almost every meal in the house.
Oh, my God.
I'm an awesome husband, I tell you.
Yeah, right. Husband of the week.
Yeah. Well, she has one specialty she's been making, and it's like the best granola in the world. So we're doing like granola and yogurt in the morning to try and slim down the fat boys and girls. And it's wonderful. It's a homemade granola recipe that maybe I should post it if she'll let me.
Well, you'll probably be making it now for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
No, she
recovery.
Made it right before she went under the knife.
The more I probe, the more I'm not feeling quite so sorry for you, brother. I'm sorry,
Oh, I'm not looking for sympathy.
Yeah.
I'm looking for somebody to come in and do a little cooking.
Well, sympathize with this. Coming up next, Shasta is going to talk to us a little bit about how to use balsamics for maybe dressings and marinades. I think it's a topic that a lot of people are a little bit uncomfortable with, so we're going to dive in and see what we can learn. Stick with us. We'll be back. Things are never gonna be quite what you want.